to Sight.
Spend the day with Sight. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Sai's glory, his divine story. Every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Pranams at the lotus feet of our revered and beloved Bhagwan Baba. Loving Sai Ram to all our listeners from around the world. Good morning, dear sisters and brothers, and welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. Thank you for your company on this 21st of April 2016. This broadcast is coming to you from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Dear brothers and sisters, as I had informed you last week, I have to be away from the studio this morning, so I have pre-recorded this segment of Morning Glory, but I promise you, this is going to be worth listening for two main reasons. This morning, I will be playing most of the favorite bhajans that you have requested last Thursday when you answered my quiz question correctly. And you will get to enjoy the conclusion of the Tryst with Divinity conversation with devotees of Bhagwan Baba from Turkey. Their perspective and their understanding of how Bhagwan Baba's teachings resonate the culture and religions of the Middle East is quite an eye-opener. That interview is hosted by my colleague, Mr. Bishu Prushti. So this is how Morning Glory will play out this morning. First, I have lined up a few of your favorite bhajans. These will be followed by the interview with the devotees from Turkey. And we will conclude with the remaining bhajans of your choice. And if time permits, I will also play a couple of bhajans of my choice. I hope you will enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you for tuning in and please stay with us for this entire day on Thursday Live. On behalf of Team Radio Sai, I wish you a Sai-some awesome day ahead. Up first are four bhajans of our listener's choice. They are offered at the lotus feet by Brother Ajay Rajan of Chennai, Humko Tumse Pyara Kitna. Offered at the lotus feet by Sister Raji Venkat of Mumbai is the bhajan Ganalola Gopala, and an offering at his lotus feet by Sister Sunita Menon of Bahrain, Sai Ram Sai Sham Mere Sai Ram. Finally from Dubai, Sister Shankari Subhash's offering at Bhagwan's lotus feet, Rama Sri Ramachandra Jai Jai Rama. This will be followed by the Tryst with Divinity interview with devotees from Turkey, and following this conversation, you can listen to the following bhajans. Antaryami Sai Purna Brahma Avatara, offered at Bhagwan's lotus feet by Mrs. Padmavati from Chennai. Bhakta Vatsala Tero Naam O Sai Dukh Banjan Tero Naam, offered at his feet by his own student, Anandpur Alumna Pooja Sahani from Hyderabad. Again, an offering at his lotus feet by his own student, Dipali Chakku of New Delhi, Aao Pyare Nayan Hamare Sai Hamare Aao. Finally, Shubha Kotha from Muscat, Oman, she offers Ghanisham Gopala at his lotus feet. And from Dubai, Brother Subhash Lakshmi Narayanan, his favorite bhajan is Rama Raghuvara Rama Sita. This is an offering at the lotus feet from Dubai. All these bhajans will be played, and if time permits only then, my favorite bhajan, current favorite, Pibare Ramarasam by Sister G. Vidya. And if there's still more time, the Shiva Panchakshara Stotram by Team Radio Sai. And if for any reason I'm not able to play your bhajan this week because I ran out of time, please rest assured that it's coming up on Morning Glory next Thursday. So please bear with me in case I miss out your bhajan for this Thursday. It'll surely be played next Thursday. Thank you, and Jai Saram, and please stay with us on Radio Sai Global Harmony, coming to you from Prashanthi Nilayam, the seat of absolute truth, supreme auspiciousness, and ultimate beauty. Till we meet next Thursday, Jai Sai Ram.
Tune in to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Sun lo dil ki pukar, sun lo
हमारे जान हो।
ಗೋಪಾಲನ ಲೋಲ ಗೋಪಾಲ मेरे बाबा मेरे प्राणनाथ राम
साईं मेरे बाबा मेरे प्राणनाथ राम
मेरे साईं मेरे बाबा मेरे प्राणनाथ राम शांति दो भगवान
मुझे शांति दो भगवान
मुझे शांति दो भगवान
मुझे शांति दो भगवान
मेरे जीवन में साथ रहो साईं नाथ रे जीवन में साथ रहो साईं नाथ रे
मेरे जीवन में साथ रहो साईं नाथ रे
साईं मेरे बाबा मेरे प्राण नाथ राम मेरे प्राणनाथ राम
मेरे बाबा मेरे प्राणनाथ राम
साईं राम साईं श्याम मेरे साईं मेरे बाबा मेरे प्राणनाथ राम
साईं मेरे बाबा मेरे प्राणनाथ राम
साईं राम साईं श्याम मेरे साईं जीवन में साथ रहो साईं नाथ रे
मेरे जीवन में साथ रहो साईं नाथ रे
मेरे साईं मेरे बाबा मेरे प्राणनाथ राम
Tune in to Sight.
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
As I remember, from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, if you ask me, I think, I will, within 99% of likelihood, I will recommend you the Karma Yoga. So Bhagavan showed this love in action to us.
Yeah.
So we have to show love in
yes.
action also.
Absolutely.
We want to, you know, we're trying to contemplate the series of Bhagavan's life is love in action.
Mm-hmm.
We thought of four episodes of series,
mm-hmm.
starting with his life,
mm-hmm.
who is Sai Baba,
mm-hmm.
then going with seva, education, and health.
Yes.
What was done?
Mm.
So
wonderful.
We're gathering information. Also, yes. we're working with very good people, very devoted people.
Very nice.
We have studio, small studio.
Oh, small
we
studio?
Built a yes, like this.
Okay, just a small one.
Small one, yes. Yeah. Orchun is...
Oh, you're looking after the studio.
Looking after
so it's yes. studio to meant for recordings?
Recordings, yes.
Audio recordings?
Audio recordings also.
Very nice.
And we are doing the bhajan recordings sometimes.
Wonderful. Yes. I'll be really happy to help you in whatever way we can in terms of giving you this content. Because content is what you need to translate.
Of course, yeah.
And be it for to create something, audio or text. So definitely we'll do that. So Arjun, I want to ask you.
Yes.
After you came to Bhagwan and four times you have come here, and now you're someone who's so involved with documenting Bhagwan's life and his teachings. What are the changes that you have seen in your personality? What is Arjun? What was Arjun before he came to Swami and what is Arjun now?
Well, it is evident that because before coming to Sai Baba, I was praying to die every day. But now I'm praying to live every day to show his love.
Earlier you were praying to God that he should die and now you're saying
yes.
you want to live.
For his work. To be
you
part.
Want to live for his work.
Yes, wow. to take part in his love. Because yesterday I saw a writing on somewhere, but I'm not sure. He says that Ling love, love no, no no live long to take part in the career of the avatar, he says.
Yes.
So just I want to devote each of my breath to him, for his works, to be an instrument to him. So but the body will just drop someday, whatever will happen to it, but let there be a meaning for it.
Wow. I mean there's they say the purpose of life is to lead a life of purpose.
Great word.
The purpose of life is to lead a life of purpose. And what better purpose than you can have to life than to long to be an instrument in his hands, to do something and, you know, be a part of that beautiful world.
I mean, this awareness is the main change, I think, that I can feel. I want to share one experience of
sure,
mine.
Sure, please.
And a couple of years ago, Sai Baba was in my dream.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was the most evident one I have seen about him. It was a really crowded area, like those festival areas on China. You know, the Chinese festival times, really crowded. You cannot just take one step ahead. It is so crowded. Sai Baba was on his car, but it was a car like those Chinese guys, they drug.
Mm-hmm.
I was dragging his car. It was a really fascinating car. He was sitting really up above.
Mm-hmm.
Like those.
You're pushing his car?
Yeah, I was pushing his car.
Uh-huh.
It was so painstaking
was
for me.
Was it a car or was it a chair?
It was a...
With the wheel?
Yeah, a chair with wheels.
Chair with wheels. Oh, you saw, you were pushing Swami's chair which had wheels.
Yeah, like Krishna was, you know, taking care of Arjuna's car, you know.
okay, that way. Okay.
It was that way. There were no horse, but I was just pulling the cart.
okay. So you were, it's like a chariot, and you were sort of pulling.
Yeah, I was pulling him. He was sitting there.
Behind.
He was so people just were looking to them. I was just pulling his cart. Well, it was so painstaking for me to take that responsibility.
Mm.
I couldn't just hold it. I was so, trembling and shivering in myself there.
Mm.
So he wanted me to stop the car somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He stepped down, then turned to me. I was is all exhausted.
Hmm.
I was not sure that I could just take one more step ahead. Yeah.
Hmm.
But he turned towards me and told me that, you are Avatar, he said. Me, Avatar? I was like that, shocked, dazzled. How can I be Avatar? I woke up with this feeling, and to be honest, I shared this dream with Mr. Kaya. He guided me. Actually, I didn't understand. I think he said that Baba was trying to say that everyone is God, everyone is Avatar inside, and you have to leave this, and you have to have that awareness.
Yes.
And this was a blessing moment, I think, for me.
Wow.
It was so evident that it was so, I was so connected with him in that dream.
Mm. Very, very profound, because Swami is telling us that you are God. I remember when I was studying here in my 11th grade, you know, Bhagwan used to come to the hostel and he would speak to the students. And he would always say that, always tell yourself, I am not man, I am God. I'm not man, I'm God. I'm not man, I'm God. You should tell us. But at that time, you know, as a little boy, it didn't really mean much to me. I thought, you know, it's so silly it sounds. How can I tell I'm God? How can I say I'm not man, I'm God? What is Swami saying, you know? Really, to be very frank, I didn't really understand. But only now, when I think about it, I know how powerful it is. In fact, if you go to all these therapy sessions, the psychotherapy sessions, all these hypnotic sessions, all this, they tell you to do a lot of affirmations. And these affirmations are what actually gives you all the strength. Because ultimately, we have to believe in that.
Yes.
Because they say, faith is to believe what you do not see.
Of course.
And the result of faith is to see what you believe.
And the result is to see what
faith
you believe.
Faith is to believe what you do not see.
Yes.
But the result of faith is to see what you believe. Once faith you believe what you do not see, faith will ensure that you see what you believe.
So you have to be really persistent in your race.
Yes.
That's what Swami wants us.
So Swami is telling us, you know, you believe that you are not an ordinary person, you are extraordinary, then you can do extraordinary things.
Of course. I mean, this was a major transformation that I could just sense now.
Wonderful. So it has added a lot of meaning to your life and a lot of happiness to your life.
I mean, because when I realized that, Swami had many discourses on soham.
Yes.
Because soul means he and hum means...
Exactly.
Yeah.
I
am that. And just combining it with vichara, you know, I am that I am, self-realization, self-inquiry, then I come up with that. Okay, even in I am he, there is duality, but Bhagavan says us, there is only God, there is one awareness.
Yes.
Then I am that I am, that soham just tries to convey to us.
Yes.
Just being aware of your breath,
yes,
even it is transient, one day it will just drop down, but it gives you the feeling that you are God.
Yes.
I mean, you are unique. I mean, everyone, when in the framework of unity,
yes,
there is only one uniqueness, I think.
Yes, absolutely. And it really broadens your perspective and it makes you feel not only so elevated, so energetic.
Energetic, yes.
Yes, you can do so much of his work.
Mobilizing you.
Absolutely. Arjun, professionally, has it helped you coming to Bhagwan?
In workplace?
In a workplace.
Yes, actually, it was my second visit to Putta Party. Before that, I finished my graduate school. I applied many jobs. I had many interviews. None of them worked. But even my school, the university, was one of the most prominent ones. Just its name would be enough to get in a job.
Okay.
But I couldn't get anywhere.
Oh.
No admission. I don't know.
Hmm.
It was my second trip to Putta Party. I just got back. My friend told me that I'm working in this company and they're looking for somebody. Just I just remembered your name. Shall I give your CV? Okay, give. It's a normal company. Tomorrow they called me. They wanted to see me. We just made the interview. Next week I started.
Okay.
That's how it went. I just felt that there must be a reason for it. But after visiting Puttaparthi again, because during that time, I remember I prayed to Swami, just show me the best job that I can do. Also, I can follow your path, what you have showed to me. I do not have a job for 24 hours that I could not find any moment to remember you. Show me a way that I can work, also be with you, also be aware of you, aware of myself and everything. Now I can place Baba's picture on my next to me. He's just blessing this way.
No problem. In the company.
Nobody is in, yes. Also this workplace is really close to our center.
Workplace is close to your center?
Yeah, in 25 minutes I can get to there. No problem.
So you just fulfilled your wish. You wanted something where you can do your work and also do his work.
Of course, I've seen that.
Wow. Amazing. And Umit, you work as a software architect. Has being a Sai devotee helped you in any manner in your professional work, in terms of in your output or the way you look at work or your approach to work? Has it made any difference?
Well, that's a very interesting question for me, because I could say I was working at IBM as a software salesperson, and before meeting with Swami, I was doing a lot of sales, and after I met Swami, I couldn't do any sales.
Sales job is a very tricky job.
So, Swami taught me that as beings here, we have no authority over our lives or what happens to us. We can do nothing really. He told me over and over. For about 1.5 years, he told me that I had no power over what's going to happen. It is not possible for a salesman to be in the job without selling for 1.5 years. First, he miraculously made that happen for me because I was still working there. But, you know, no transaction happened. I was trying so hard. I was killing myself to do it, you know.
But no sales were happening.
Nothing was happening. And my colleagues were doing the sales. I mean, the market was fine. So something was wrong.
What happened basically? Why were you not able to do the sales?
Because I think God was trying to teach me that it was not I, but it was Him doing everything.
So He was trying to tell you in through so many ways that don't ever think that if you are being successful, it is you who is successful. It is because someone else is in charge.
So I have a very thick head. It took me so long to understand that.
1.5 years.
Wow. So 1.5 years you were in the company as a salesperson and no sales.
Yeah. Then I quit my job.
Oh my God.
And I said to myself, I shouldn't be in the sales job anymore, because I am always trying to do the truth.
Yeah, if you follow truth, also it's a little difficult in a sales job.
And I said to myself, you like building things, you know, you like making solutions, so become a solution architect. And actually, I didn't even know what I should do. And I asked Swami, please Swami help. I have so many options. I cannot choose it for myself. I will try to. But please help. So he helped really. I think he found me the right job. And I started there about 8-9 months ago. And now, you know, now I understand that he is a doer of everything. So every day I start the day with, you know, making everything a sacrifice to him, and believing that everything which comes to us, good or bad, is the best thing that could happen at that moment.
You live in that moment. You live with that feeling.
Yes, because. You know, even if something does not happen, it's so good. You have to thank for him.
That is, anything that has happened in our life is the only way that could have happened.
Yes. So, we are constantly living in a moment of miracle.
Wow. Living in a moment of miracle all the time.
All the time. And with that perception, you become motivated.
Yes.
You know, even if everything seems mathematically wrong, it's so positive for you.
Yeah, even if everything seems to be going wrong, but then that is the right thing to have happened.
Yeah, that's the right thing. I mean, I have to be here.
Yes.
I think that's a huge change.
I think once you have that kind of perspective in life, there is no moment of sorrow, there is no moment of depression, there is no moment of real agitation, right? You just take it. Everything has his...
I can't say I'm 100% like that. But
true, but at least...
But we should live it like
we
this.
We should live in that. Yeah.
We should...
But what will be definitely true is even if you go into some sort of sometimes into depression or sometimes not happy, but you come out of it quickly.
You have a stable, courageous life. Once you start believing in, really, you understand what is belief, then you can move forward.
Never
look back.
Exactly.
You never look forward. You just try to be in the moment.
Yes. Live in the present. As Swami told, always Swami says, no, live in the present because the present is omnipresent. Present is omnipresent.
Omnipresent.
And Arjun, is it difficult... being a Muslim and being a follower of Sai Baba in Turkey?
Do you want me to just consider my point of view or the others?
Yeah, first yours.
First of all, as brought up as a Muslim person, because these kind of statues, idols, is a major part in Hinduism also.
Yeah.
We have lots of here.
Yes.
And also in our culture, these kind of drawings, these kind of statues, idols, they're all accepted as, you know, evil.
Evil? Oh my God.
Evil. Yeah, because they are just, there is God, but if you accept them as God, this is, what do you say in English?
He cannot have a form, you're saying.
They say, you cannot worship to a form.
Yeah, you cannot have God in Sakara form.
Yeah, this is accepted as a crime in religion.
Mm.
I mean...
it's blasphemy.
Blasphemy. There's a really nice word for this. I couldn't just remember.
Yeah.
It is accepted this way. We have been brought up like this.
Yes.
But Baba says everything is God.
Yes.
Because if you think about existence, if there is only existence and nothing beyond it...
Yes.
If this chair exists, this should be made of God also. This should be God also, in my opinion. This is also God.
Yes.
This came nothing beyond God.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, maybe I am a much more aware being. Yes. I mean, as thinking about proximity to becoming merged with the core.
Yes.
And this is taking its place also in this very well organized play.
Yeah.
This will one day also.
Yeah, everything will one day reach there.
Everything has awareness, I think, but the level is different.
The level is different.
Now I see. This could be, I mean, Baba seemed much more right in this perception because up to a point, they all failed because they couldn't give me much more. I don't say they are wrong because all those rituals, they have to be done. I was doing also. I am also still doing as a Muslim.
Mm.
Even in Ramadan, we're fasting.
Yes.
Every day when we have time, we're praying. These are all needed because as a Hindu person, you must be also doing your what rituals
fasting
are.
Fasting and prayer, that is common everywhere.
Yeah, because we have to be,
in tune.
The master of our senses, right? This is needed for this.
Senses. Yes.
Also, Prophet Muhammad also said this because after they were having war with those non-believers, because they were also not only non-believers, they were also doing harm.
Yes.
They were just, without any reason, they were killing people.
Mm.
After the war is done, he said that now the real war begins.
Yes.
With ourselves. We have to just watch ourselves every time. Who am I?
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
Baba just take my Muslimity to another extension point.
Okay, so he just raised you, elevated you as a Muslim. You are becoming much more enlightened Muslim.
I feel this way, yes. Because now Quran means a lot more wider meaning to me.
Wow.
Each line in Quran just combines with Baba's teachings, with his explanations. They just give me the whole universe.
Wow.
The whole universe is within me.
Fantastic. Can you give me one or two examples of what is mentioned in the Quran? And then what you found in Swami's teachings and how that changed your perspective or broadened your perspective.
There is one famous line in Surah the Baqarah. Baqarah Surah. Baqarah means cow, I think.
Surahs are the chapters.
The second surah, yeah. In Quran, in its design, listing, in one line, it says that once upon a time, Jews, they said that they, apart from them, no one could enter heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But later, Christians, those people who called themselves Christians, said the same thing. No one but them will enter the heaven. But in the next line, God says that, no, my prophet, he says, no, my messenger, it is not that. Those who open their hearts to God, to me, they are the ones who will enter heaven. And it is not giving any Christian, any Jew, any Muslim.
It's mentioned in the Quran.
Yeah, this is mentioned in Quran also.
Wow.
I believe also there's reincarnation. Because in many lines, God says there, the one who created you first time, isn't he capable of creating you again and again?
Mm-hmm.
We're being reincarnated.
Yes.
Again and again. So they all just with this perception, with this awareness, when you read them, they all, the Vedas, the Bible, I mean the Old Testament, the Quran, they all just state the same thing. Because God is same.
Yes.
So you cannot just, Bhagavan Baba says, you cannot just divide love. Love is one.
Yes.
And all these knowledges, all this wisdom is love.
Yes. Wow. I remember talking to Mr. Faiz Muhammad. He's from West Indies. And when he became a devotee, he also had this intense churning within how to accept Swami as God, being brought up as a Muslim. And one day it dawned on him after he came here and he had Bhagwan's Darshan, 1981. He said that when I consider God as all-powerful, almighty, if he can do everything, then why can't he even take a form? He can take a form also.
Of course, this is easy thing.
If he can do everything, why can't he take
very
a form?
Very easy.
That is what helped him, gave him clarity. And moved on, and he's today, of course, he's one of the office bearers, central coordinators or something of this Western
great example
region.
There is also another thing that I can remember. Those people who couldn't believe him, who doubted him, they said something. Why, if the messenger of God is coming, why is he coming in a human form? Why not an angel form? Well, if you were, you know, people of a crowd of angels, we would definitely send an angel to you.
God says that.
Of course, this is stated in Quran.
It's in Quran.
Yeah, also Baba says that I took the human form so that you can talk to me, so that you can take example of me, so that you can eat with me, play with me, and do everything.
Yes.
If he was an angel, I don't think I could just get close to him. I would be you know, really afraid of him.
Yes. Swami told, if I had come with four hands and wings and everything, you'll put me in a museum.
Of course. Then there will be no meaning. I
know. We can't really experience that love that we felt. And all the beautiful interviews that Mr. Rafi has had with Bhagwan, you could develop that relationship with him only because he came in that form.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Have a little faith in me, he says, I think. We should have that little faith and see that grow and grow each day. But we have to be persistent in that faith, I think.
Do you have a problem, Umit, being a Muslim and trying to come to the Sai Center, follow Swami's teaching? Do you tell people, if someone asks you, are you a Sai devotee, do you have a hesitation to say, is it really problematic in Turkey?
I think he can give the example of his mother.
For me, it's rather tough in the house.
House?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course, my wife knows my devotion, but we have different ideas yet.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to change maybe one day.
As he will.
If with Baba's grace, everything is possible.
Yes.
But I think it's because of, having different perceptions is okay.
Mm.
But we pay respect to each other.
Correct.
It's something good that I have. In public, I don't mention that I am a Baba devotee, no. I really have considered it, but not really. I can't say I can do that.
Mm. Because of the way the country is and
not the way the country is. Actually, it is... it's about people, not about the country. You know.
The people.
And the people around me are software engineers, doctors, you know, people in management. Maybe most of them believe in God, but they are not into religion. Mm-hmm. They are born Muslims, but they don't exercise many of the...
Not really a practicing Muslim.
So, somehow people have become alienated to the concept of believing in God. And there has been some separation going on, even if you say I'm a believer, it can be misunderstood. They say everybody believes, but, you know, so it's rather tough in business to share your religious and spiritual feelings and ideas with everyone. I think it's, we are living in a different age. It's not so easy.
So you'd wait for the time, and only when there is some receptivity, when there is someone who is really interested, probably you can share. But otherwise, you'll have to be guarded just to ensure that you act according to the community at some time. Yes. But you are convinced with your experience, and we'll have to wait for others to get convinced with their own experience, because how much ever you say, you cannot transform anyone. Everyone, as you mentioned, you know, when you also mentioned, like as Arjun was saying, that, you know, he read so much about Swami. You mentioned, right? You also read so much about Swami, positive and negative, but ultimately you did what your heart told you. So everywhere, I think, only when that happens, then the change happens. And we'll have to wait. We should be really grateful that Swami has at least allowed us. He has, at least in time, he has opened our heart so that we know him, so that we are benefiting from it. Yeah. And we have to wait for other people. We have to pray for other people that, you know, it happens to other people also. That way there will be more harmony.
I think, you know, in one of the books I have read that Swami says, if you cannot put my picture, put the own symbol.
Yeah.
Maybe if we can go one step less backwards. Yeah. If we cannot put the symbol, maybe we can put the ideas.
Ideas. Yeah.
The teachings of Swami, so, and talk about the teachings with people. So I do that.
You do that. You talk about the teachings.
Yeah, I do that.
Wow.
I
mean,
because they are universal. Absolutely. I mean, God is universal stuff, and actually all religions are talking about the same
thing.
Values. So you can talk about values. You can talk about purification.
Yes. Which is common to any religion.
Yeah, so you can discuss those subjects, how become people become more pure.
More pure.
In
help spread goodness.
Yep.
That you can. So, you in your own life are trying to practice his teachings. You are trying to, in some ways, become his message. So, do people in your company or in your workplace or in your society, do people see something different in you? Do you feel so?
I think what I see has changed, primarily what I see in people. I mean, 2 years ago I could say that I discriminate people according to their thinking, how they perform at work, so and judge people. I'm trying to learn that that non-judgmental awareness should be there all the time. Because without that, you don't really perceive the other person.
Correct.
You cannot establish some empathy.
Yes.
And you cannot share the love with the person if you are judging him.
Exactly.
So it makes a huge change.
Yes.
In how you interact with people.
Yes.
So you have more positive communication. You are more open to other people's ideas.
Yes.
You become more perceptive. So, and maybe you don't need to talk much.
Exactly. And as they say, you know, if you judge people, you'll have no time to love them.
Yeah.
Once you start judging people, we cannot really open our heart because you will take in so much more that is unnecessary from that other person. But over time, do your colleagues and do other people, do they see that there is some change in you? Have anyone told you that, Omid, there is something different that we see in you?
I can say yes, in general.
In general. So that is something that will makes one happy, right? Then you really feel that, okay, in some ways we are trying to follow Swami's teachings. In some ways we are trying to become good. And the best way we can spread his message is, as Bhagwan said to Mr. Rafi, become his message.
Yes.
And I think whether we are able to talk about him, or whether we are able to take his name, or whether we are able to put his picture, if you are able to live his message, I think that is what he wants. In fact, once when an American journalist, Ted Henry, he told Swami, can we talk about you to in America? Swami said, no need. Swami said, you can talk about my work. I will tell them about myself.
Mm-hmm.
We'll wait for Swami to tell each person. Wait for Swami to introduce himself to each person. And we just do his work.
God works in mysterious ways.
Mysterious ways, yes. And Mr. Rafi, you have experienced that. The mysterious ways of the Lord. For so many years.
So many years. In the business part, they are seeing the difference. Yes, and this is in 20 years, they are following me. They are saying this is a good person.
In the good
businessman.
So they know you as a good businessman.
Yes. And I'm putting in my shop office Baba's name, Baba's pictures.
Baba's pictures.
There is two pictures in Baba's. And we are seeing in our job, in business, daily life, in the home, we are living Baba, but in the business also, we are seeing the Baba is, helps. I'm saying the partners.
Mm-hmm.
They are saying that, we solve this problem. Who solve? I'm asking to them. They are thinking it's God's solve.
Okay.
They are feeling on their
test and
yes.
Because the problems get just solved.
Yes. Because you must run your job. You need every day fix some monies.
Yes.
You must spend, but that money will come.
Yeah, working capital.
Yes.
Yeah.
And sometimes sitting and I'm saying that my partners is my family members, that's 35, 36 years old.
Okay.
I'm 59.
Mm.
And I'm saying that you are thinking that how this is running, coming and going. You are working. Okay, you are doing your job. But if 1, 2 days, 3 days, this is not income, it's very difficult, sir.
Yes,
they are thinking that it got
somebody else
helping. Yes,
if everything is running smoothly, someone else is making it.
Yes.
Wow.
We are living every day with Baba. We are feeling, because I'm trying every moment to recognize Baba, every opening the telephone, every opening saying hello and replying to customer or some problem, and sometimes there is a lot of disturbance in the business way, because our passing in time in 10 hours in business.
Mm.
After coming bhajan or study seven, relaxing.
After
the other morning,
hours,
again you are in the jungle.
Yes, jungle.
It's God blessing us. Yes, every moment, every single moment, we are. I'm in that feeling.
Mm.
Yes, that God following us and.
So everything you, that you do, you keep him in his mind. You take the phone call.
Yes, even phone call, even somebody, you will be angry to him.
Mm. You think about
recognize that Baba
is
inside
there, the other person.
Wow. In other person inside. Then you stop it.
You stop
that. Sometimes you forget it, yes. And after 5 minutes,
you
realize. So this is our exercise, daily exercise.
Daily exercise.
Yes.
So see him in
for my side, this daily exercise. Yes. This is yes,
and that in the, is needed.
A lot of people
yes.
in the business, in the market, everywhere in the world, normal world. That's it's very difficult.
Yes,
it's very difficult, but. We came for this exercise.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Our incarnation for this, we will learn something. Yes,
absolutely. Yes. I mean, all the bhajans and study cycles that you do, that is building your spiritual muscles to
every,
deal with this.
Every week. Tuesday, we are repeating, sometimes saying that we are repeating the same. Baba, 80 years repeats the same things. Yes, yes, you know, we are not doing anything. Yes. Yes, this is
amazing.
Yes.
In fact, there was one devotee who used to do a lot of sadhana in terms of every day he will get up early morning and, you know, he will do Nagasankirtan and he will do bhajans and then after that he will do some prayer. So he had a very spiritual sort of religious sort of routine and, you know. So then one day when he was in the interview room, you know, Swami asked him, what sadhana are you doing? So he was very excited to tell Swami, I'm getting up by 4 o'clock, I do this, and 5 o'clock I do this, 6 o'clock I do this, 8 o'clock I do this, and all that. Swami heard everything and then Swami said, how long will you be in KG class, in kindergarten?
Oh.
Swami said, this is not sadhana.
This is important.
The moment you step out of the interview room, or you come out of your house, and if you can see me in every person, that is when it starts.
Of course.
Yes.
All that we are doing is only for us to live in that feeling, yes. Because living in God is spirituality.
Yes. Yes. I remember that. He says this professional life that we are working to get, you know, big slice nowadays is only a training phase of our spiritual life.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Everything is only for our spiritual life. Amazing. I also heard that in Turkey the devotees chant Vedam very beautifully.
Yes, every Sunday chanting.
So you have also learned Vedam, Arjun?
Yeah, we have learned, and also on Sundays we are chanting from our small booklets.
Mm-hmm.
Only Rudram and Chamakam for a part. Mm. Maybe in the future it will be enlarged because we need to, you know, take attention of people.
Mm.
It is really good energy at those times.
Mm. You feel energy?
Of course.
Oh.
It just grasps you.
Wow, wow. So can you chant one or two of Rudram?
Well,
I know it's been a long interview. We'll end after this.
Okay.
Any mantra.
Any mantra. Mm, okay. So what shall I give you? We're trying to... this Gayatri Mantra.
Gayatri Mantra, yes.
Gayatri Mantra for repetition of 9 times.
Uh-huh.
After bhajan session.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I can...
Sure.
Do the Gayatri Mantra.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Om Urbhuvasvaha Tat Savitur-varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Om Urbhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Om Urbhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bargo Devasya Dimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Very nice. How is the Gayatri Mantra helping you?
Well, it is rejuvenating you, first of all. The first, when you chant the Om, you feel the presence of God within you. Through the vibration, it starts. When I get this vibration, I feel everything negative that just stuck in me going away. I just have that positive feeling. And sometimes at work, I get a, you know, discreet place, find myself in that place, do the Gayatri Mantra for 3 times, wash my hands and face, then go to my desk as if refreshed. Everything changes.
Oh.
Like, just the same I came in the morning. Wow. It becomes, you know, just zero from scratch.
Wow. Totally refreshed.
Totally refreshed, yes, I feel that. Wow. I do this 3 times maybe at a normal working day.
Amazing. Mr. Rafi, what prompted you to start Gayatri Mantra chanting in the Sai Center?
Sorry.
Why have you started this Gayatri Mantra chanting? What prompted you? Who told you?
First, we heard from Baba of chanting, and after Brother Kaya translated Gayatri Mantra, small booklets, 2-3 sheets, and after we started to chant in the center, every study circle finishing, after study circle, and every bhajan session. And we are chanting 3 times in center. And we know that Gayatri Mantras a lot of positive reaction on our universe and everywhere.
Yes.
And we know that I forget there is you can repeat 1,000 times, 2,000 times. You know that treat some patients, a lot of things, and after that we are continuously doing the Gayatri Mantra. And for the Vedas, every Sunday before bhajan, half an hour. Yes, we are putting the Gayatri Mantra audio, and we are chanting on it better, because we are Turkish, that's for pronunciation, coming new members, doing this exercise also. Really? Exercise in that atmosphere.
Yes.
The mantra says, everything is mantra. Sairam also mantra, you can use that. Samastaloka, we are chanting continuously. When we are doing bhajan, all Sanskrit bhajan we are chanting in bhajan.
Only Sanskrit?
Yes, only one. Turkish,
okay.
The other Sanskrit. We are starting the Ganesha bhajans. And on the Ramadan time, we are chanting Turkish bhajans. We are starting with Ganesha Sanskrit bhajans. And after we are chanting the Turkish bhajans, that 1 month Ramadan. And after that, all 11 month, we are chanting that Sanskrit. And most of devotees, like that Sanskrit, but we have no any Indian person in our center.
Okay.
All Turkish, Muslim, Christians, Jewish, and this is
that's nice.
Yes, we can. We speak some time with the consulate or things.
Nobody come forward.
Some will send someone. Some
yes,
will send.
Will send. Yes. We hope. Yes. We hope. When yeah. time came,
yes,
we'll come. Will send. But
amazing.
We enjoy all the devotees enjoy with the Sanskrit bhajans and
you can make use of whatever is available on Radio Sai, different content that also can be useful.
Yes.
So finally, Umit, what are you taking back from Prashant Nilayam after this trip?
I'm taking back with me 100% attention to all his teachings all the time, continuously. Not 99%. Wow. You have to be 100% paying attention to his teachings to be on the path.
Amazing. And you, Arshan?
He always called us embodiments of love. So as we are embodiments of love, we have to be always in action, I think.
Yes.
When we come here, all the program is scheduled. I mean, you get up like 7 if you're not attending to Omkara, but we try to attend every day. From 7 to 7 a.m. to 8 and a half p.m., all scheduled.
Yes.
And this should be, I mean, we are here with Swami, with the thought of Swami. This should be the case when we get back home. So yes. I'm taking this love in action there.
Yes. So you want to live this schedule even at your home.
Yes. Less talk, more work. Because we need to be, I mean, not the heroes in words, but the heroes in action, I think.
Yes. Amazing. And how has it been for you, Mr. Rafi? I mean, you have come so many times. Yes. And you have come with a new group. Maybe there are some people who have come for the first time this time.
Yes, one person is first time. The others is some of second, some of 5th, 6th. My family is coming 20th or 30th, I don't know exactly. And every time then we are going back, we are taking, we are here for retreat.
Yes.
We are leaving.
Sai retreat.
Yes, Sai retreat. And starting Omkar and Subramatam after Sankirtan, Vedas, Bhajans, and we are listening good words that from good Baba's devotees in living here, Prashantin, and professors or like you, and we are charging.
Yes.
This is like a football team doing training a whole week, and 90 minutes will play, you know, at the end of the week. This is now we are going back. Let's charge and we will start to play. And we will back to Monday evenings. Tuesday we will start study circle. And every day we will recharge. Yes,
coaching you. This is a coaching time. Now you go back and play.
Yes.
Play the game of life.
Yes, we will play. Yes. We will on the ground. Yes.
This is a game played. Life is love enjoyed.
Yes. This is. And when we exhaust or something, coming.
That
again.
Needs to charge
again. Charge again. Yes.
I want to say something.
Yeah, sure.
In any kind of play that we take part, cheating is prohibited and it is unvirtuous, right?
Yes.
But if this world is the play of God, and if God cheats, I mean, he can only to use his grace. Let God, I mean, may God cheat on us, as I was thinking, you know, a couple of days before. Because his cheating is just using his grace on us, because he eases things for us. If karma is our rule in this play, if he erases it, or just makes it easier, this could be cheating in game, right? Because it is
so
against the rules.
God is actually making it easy for us, but actually he's not following the rules.
Yeah.
That is his grace.
That he put, because this kind of, I mean, grace would be cheating. But only God can do that.
Everything is his grace. If he allows us to go through it, that is his grace. And if he removes it also, that is his grace. Ultimately. Amazing. Thank you very much for coming to the studios. And it's really been so wonderful having you, three of you, from Turkey. I think it's very rarely that we have devotees from a country like Turkey, from the Middle East, in the studios and sharing your love and your fascination for his teachings. And it's so wonderful also to know that, you know, how so mysteriously his work goes on. You know, his love penetrates so many hearts, and we can never ever fathom, never ever imagine how the movement is spreading. And you don't need many people, as you're saying, just 10 people are enough. 10 people are enough to bring a change in thousands. And that is what is happening. Bhagwan in his own way is doing, and really we feel so grateful to Bhagwan that he has given us this opportunity to know him, to love him, and to and to live his teachings in our life and be happy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Sairam.
Tune in to Sai. Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live. Radio.